Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Terry Rasmussen. How are you, Terry?
I'm well.
And Terry is the CEO of Thrivent. Now, this is a 120-year-old company founded in 1902, Fortune 500 diversified financial service company, about $10 billion in revenue and about $189 billion in assets. But it's different than any Fortune 500 company that I've spoken with because it is probably the original purpose-driven company. Talk about the organization.
Thank you for having me, Robert. And I'm always delighted to tell people about Thrivent. And like you said, we are the original purpose-based company. In our case, how that shows up, it's really a part of our DNA, and it's also a part of our clients' DNA, those we serve. So all responsible corporations today, they mobilize their workforce to give back to their local communities, and that's how they translate purpose. In our case, we obviously do that with our workforce, but we do it with our clients. And so in 2021, we mobilized 1.9 million clients, and they gave back almost 11 million hours of volunteer service to make their communities better. A part of that is also we raise several hundred million dollars a year through our clients and through donations to also contribute financially to those local communities.
Let's go into the words, and it's truly impressive what you're doing. You have words like gratitude, generosity. But these aren't platitudes. This is in your DNA. Talk about how you do that. I know you've like 2.3 million clients, so it's a lot of people, mostly focused in the Midwest. How do you actually do that?
How we do it is through advice and really understanding our clients and what's important to them. We believe money is a tool, it's not a goal. And when you have that belief, Then you understand the needs of your clients, what's important to them. Often what's important to them is their family. It's important that they're contributors to society, so they want to give back to their local communities and they want to take care of one another. We just spent some time going deep in the homes of our clients and listening to what they had to say, and uniformly across the spectrum, they believe that we should love everyone and that we should take care of everyone and we should be good citizens and contribute to society.
So let's talk about the workforce. It's almost 6,000 people. How do you hire? How do you train?
It does start with the culture, and it is a culture of caring and compassion. And sometimes you can't really train that, but you can set expectations and recruit for that. Because what we find is the people that work for us, they truly care. Especially during the pandemic, when we had a lot of clients that were isolated, you know, our call center professionals, you know, they ask them how they're doing. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, just kind of chit chat and getting to know you and how are you doing. And it's sincere and authentic. And we had this one case where a daughter called in to our call center. She was concerned about her mother because her mother was in an assisted living. And she was increasingly worried about isolation. And, of course, we were her long-term care insurance provider, so we were paying her claims. And they asked if they could take their mother home and care for their mother in their home, and would we continue to pay the claim. And, of course, our call professional said, of course we will, because we care. We want to make sure that your mother is in a place where she's cared for and she's not isolated. And so that's what we do. One of the things that we hold very dearly is we ask our workforce to do what's right. And, you know, they never disappoint me.
I want to go into that asking what's doing right. But what I like is this compassion and caring. I just read this book, The Double Bottom Line, by a CEO, D'Amato Tremuto, and he talks about compassionate leadership. And it sounds like this is something that you just build in people. And you probably don't hire people unless they have the core of that. And you probably don't accept clients if they don't have the potential for that, is what I'm guessing.
We do attract people that have a lot of care and compassion to the work that we do. They get great joy in seeing our clients succeed. They get great joy in interacting and volunteering with the clients that we serve. And so it is a part of who we attract.
What most CEOs are talking about is culture, especially these days with the talent war and the great resignation. What do you do specifically? Are there any things, like, oh, every Thursday we eat anchovies together? Any unique practices that you have that other CEOs could learn from?
I think being approachable and really asking for feedback. I've said for many, many years that feedback's a gift. You know, I share with our workforce, I said, my expectation is I'm better next week than I am this week. And any coaching that you can give me demonstrates that you care. And so we have a culture of caring and supporting one another and you know, bringing out the best in one another, which is really important. The other thing that we have here is a tremendous amount of trust. And so I know today, CEOs, I think some of the more difficult questions we're wrestling with is how do you get people back into the office? And, you know, what do you think about this hybrid and remote work? And in 2021, we broke every financial record we could. We demonstrated that we can be extraordinarily successful working remotely. And so we trust our people that, you know, if they want to come into the office, and we have a beautiful new building here, so people do want to come into the office, they'll come into the office. But if they need quiet time, if they need a place to work wherever they are, and so I think flexibility and trust of your workforce that they will deliver for you if you empower them is a message I'd like to send.
Can you give your definition? Terry's definition for a purpose-driven company.
A purpose-driven company, in our case, our purpose, we believe that humanity thrives if you make the most of all you've been given. And so in our case, it's really starting to understand first what have you been given and so that you can make the most of it. And it's generally around your talent, your treasures, and what you can contribute to society.
In diversified financial services, you've said before that financial services hasn't really nailed down the customer experience. Talk about what you mean.
In financial services, especially diversified financial services, we're kind of stuck in, what I would say is business models. And so if you think about banking, you know, you're stuck in banking, or you're stuck in insurance, or you're stuck in investments. And there's not really many places or models where it's a true integration. And consumers, they don't really care about that distinction. You know, they want to find a trusted advisor that they can get advice from and that they can see their financial picture in an integrated way. And it's got to be seamless and frictionless. And as I look across the diversified financial services, I think banking is ahead. Brokerage is, you know, pretty good if you think about the Schwabs and the Fidelities. And the property casualty insurance providers are pretty good. They've had to compete and go digital. But then you come to the life insurance companies, and I say this publicly to my peers in the life insurance industry, I can't think of another business model where you're using the same process you've used for 75 years around underwriting, where you have somebody come to your house, stick a needle in your arm, take some blood, have you pee in a cup, and, you know, then have you step on a scale, and that's your first experience, your customer experience with the life insurance industry. And so it's pretty awful. And so I think we have a huge opportunity to make it seamless, effortless, intuitive, and really helpful so that clients can see what they have and so that they can decide then what to do with it.
So I want to talk about being an ethical company. So for 11 of the past 11 consecutive years, you've been on Ethisphere's. It's a great model. It's a real honor, and it's very hard to get on. You've been on this list. Talk about what it means to be an ethical-driven company.
When you combine it with purpose-based and ethics, those are both extraordinarily important to the clients we serve. And so when you have that kind of combination, that's how you build trust in the marketplace. And it's a real sense of pride among our workforce, too, because one of our values, our deep embedded values, is doing what's right. And so that comes through in our ethics. And so doing the right thing always is just a part of who we are. Clients appreciate it. They come to expect it from us. And it's a real competitive advantage in earning trust.
As a purpose-driven company, arguably the original purpose-driven company, what advice do you have to CEOs on how they could infuse the concept of purpose-driven into their entire culture?
What I would say is it has to be authentic. It has to be a part of your business. It's got to be something that gets your workforce and everyone excited that they can self-identify with that purpose. And it's all about making the lives of those that you serve better. And so what is it that you can articulate that your business does to make the lives of your clients, your customers, those that you serve better? And is that something that your workforce is going to really rally around?
And there you have it. Anyone who wants to learn more about the organization, what is your website?
Thrivent.com.
Terry, great having you on the CEO show. Congratulations on the tremendous success that you've done as a model organization.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a true pleasure.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Clay Holderman. How are you, Clay?
I'm doing great, Robert. Thank you for having me today.
My pleasure. And Clay is the president and CEO of Unity Point Health. This is one of the largest healthcare systems in America, about $4.5 billion, 32,000 employees, based in Iowa, but covering several states. So let's first start off. Before we talk about your organization, you have some real significant thoughts on healthcare, and everyone's interested. What's broken in healthcare today? What can we do to improve the system?
You've got a really broad audience, and I don't want to bore people by going, you know, too technically into that, but I'll tell you, for a couple of decades now, we've been talking about the cost of healthcare bankrupting this nation. We've been talking about disparities in access and outcomes across vulnerable populations. We've been talking about fragmentation, and we've been talking about waste. And for the first time in my career, I'm seeing, I think, the combination of factors that may allow us to really address all of those issues. You know, we disrupted enough during the COVID pandemic that we're going to have to build back differently. And just maybe we learned enough. Just maybe there's enough investment in venture capital that's going to disrupt us further that this might be the time that we actually make a difference.
Talk specifically. What is the exact plan that you think we should do? We know that now is a unique snapshot in time because we understand there's a move back to home. We understand technology has been worked out. We understand telemedicine's going. There's a lot of pieces moving in place. What should healthcare CEOs do? And then what should non-healthcare CEOs do to build the model?
I won't go into a plan that we could governmentally change tomorrow, but a few things that everybody can impact. You know, I was attracted to Unity Point Health. In fact, I just had my first anniversary here. Because of our brand promise, which is know how much you matter to this world. And it may sound cliche, but it's not. One of the biggest learnings during the pandemic is that isolation kills, right? It's that engagement is the solution to good health. And so the simplest thing we can do in healthcare and outside of healthcare is truly engage people as an individual. You're seeing the elevation of behavioral health for the first time in decades and integrating into caring for the whole person. And whether you're trying to deal with healthcare costs as a CEO of a non-healthcare company, or you're trying to just improve outcomes and readmissions, engaging people around the totality of who they are is one of the simplest things we can do to fix a broken system. You know, a couple of other themes that I won't go deep on. One is bringing in the full body of analytics, right? We can't fix problems like equity if we don't break down our data with an equity lens. We can't address readmissions if we don't look into the full data around social determinants. And so it's really ingesting beyond the medical record, beyond the billing data, beyond the claims data, if you're looking at your healthcare costs as a company, and really saying, what is the full story of what's causing health issues in my population?
I want to let everyone know, we've got 600,000 listeners, you're going to hear a personal story of engagement and why Clay has a different perspective than any of the about 1,000 CEOs I've interviewed, and that's going to give you a real sense of what engagement could be and why it is so critical. So I like you saying that. You know, you mentioned in 2021 you became CEO of Unity Point, a major healthcare system. It's a different type system because, to me, it's unique in a way from how it covers the entire continuum. Talk about the uniqueness of the Unity Point system.
I appreciate that you refer to it as a system because it's much more than hospitals and clinics. We've got a nationally leading home health and hospital at home set of services. We've got, we own a share of two different health plans. We are a very large player in value-based accountable care organizations, and we span three different states. And so it is a unique system in the Midwest that covers both metropolitan and rural populations. It really allows you to see that the same model can't be deployed exactly the same everywhere. But when you coordinate a full portfolio of services where you can meet people from their home to their hospital bed if needed, and you can wrap around them, you can do some pretty amazing things.
I'd like to sort of sum it up with what your vision of what our healthcare system really could be if all these pieces come into place, if engagement and the technology, where do you see healthcare potentially going?
I think healthcare can be more human, right? I think we really can, with the technology and the data and the analytics that are available, we really can get a view into people in their whole selves and their whole lives. We can stop separating physical medicine and behavioral medicine in arbitrary spheres. We really can get a picture of how to meet people where they are and how we can bring them to their best health. We can really begin to advance in our ability to get away from a fee for procedure or a fee for service system. And we've been talking about this for decades, but we've got all the pieces there now to really go to where we can take one stream of premium revenue in a health plan kind of setting and take care of engaging someone around all of their needs and meeting them in the home when they need to, meeting them digitally when they need to, meeting them in our facilities when they need to. But we can design that care around their experiences and their wellness and not around us doing well when somebody needs a procedure or a readmission or an exacerbation, which is actually really a failure of the system. And then finally, we can really start to understand the differences in people. You know, populations are not the same. They don't have the same reactions to treatments. They don't have the same access to information. They don't even have the same access to transportation. They don't have the same cultural beliefs about death and dying or illness and medicines. And so, you know, we can begin to look at our health access and our health outcomes through a lens that recognizes that not everyone is the same and providing people what they need.
That is such an inspirational vision, and I really think it can happen. But the thing is, it is a 180-degree different look. Instead of looking from what we're doing to looking what's needed, doing it in the home, doing it everywhere. And what a pleasure it is, Clay, having you as a guest on the CEO show.
I appreciate it, Robert. You know, the pandemic was not a positive for anyone, but it may have been just enough disruption, just enough retraining and challenging of how we think things have to be done. Maybe for once we really could make a meaningful change.
And there you have it. Everyone, think about this. Number one, it's okay not to be okay. What an incredible thought if we all understood that, because there's no way that everything will be okay, right? Number two, as CEO, get involved personally with your teams. Witness what they do, because now you're going to be able to be truly empathetic with them. You will be build a new model of engagement. And three, look at creative ways with your workforce, for example. Like they're doing, well, you get non-clinical people to help with clinical. Imagine you don't have to be in healthcare. Everyone, you could get all of your employees to work better. And what that does is better teamwork. It galvanizes the organization. It aligns everyone and delivers the best for the patient and for the cup and for the customer. Thank you again. Great having you on the CEO show, Clay.
I appreciate it, Robert. Bye-bye.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ken Ohashi. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing great, Robert.
And Ken is the CEO of Brooks Brothers. Imagine this, 1818, it's over 200-year-old company, one of the most iconic, I think one of the most beloved companies, and goes bankrupt. Somehow, the entire team that you led engineered this incredible comeback in 16 months under the most arduous situations. And so first, let's talk about what the Brooks Brothers brand means to you as CEO, and then I want you to shift into this remarkable turnaround.
First, Robert, thanks for having me. I'm excited to share my journey and my experiences with Brooks Brothers. And it's not just my journey. I bring along 1,600 really dedicated, incredible employees. Ultimately, Brooks Brothers exists because we believe that everyone deserves a chance to look and feel their best through all of life's milestones. And I believe that Brooks Brothers is really about the success story and everyone's success story and the fact that everyone deserves a chance at their success story.
Let's talk about now past the why of Brooks Brothers into this turnaround. What was it like? You came in, stores had been closed like 6 months.
Yeah, so let me just, I'll set the background for you. The company, when we started looking at it in 2020, the stores had been closed for 6 months. The web business was still active, but struggling a bit. All design and production had stopped. So obviously in fashion, you really work on your forward-looking season. So all that had really stopped. And, you know, the majority of the employees were on furlough, the corporate employees. There was a very, very small team continuing to operate the .com. And then on top of it, if you think about it, the majority, 75% of Brooks Brothers sales were really done in dress shirts and suits. And so we're sitting in the middle of COVID, stores have been closed for 6 months. We really were losing mind share and market share at the same time, and then we do our core business in categories that people aren't interested in. That's sort of the framework for what we got. On top of that, just to make it extra, extra special, we also purchased the business with $214 million of inventory. So we actually had 18 months of inventory on hand. So we had a ton of inventory that we had to basically liquidate. And just for people that aren't in my industry, you typically carry anywhere from 3 to 6 months of inventory. 6 months is really the max. So if you think about it, I had six times more inventory than I really needed to drive the business. So we were sitting on a huge base of inventory. And, you know, we were doing the due diligence. And while all of this was incredibly daunting, I fell in love with the brand. You know, the more we got into the due diligence process, the more I got to understand how important Brooks Brothers was and is in men's fashion. I realized that we had to save this business, and there was a place for this business to exist. And so we made a lot of difficult decisions, but, you know, we got to a great place. And to your point, in less than a year and a half, we got the business completely profitable. We did a lot of restructuring. We had a lot of hard conversations with vendors and people, but we pulled through.
Talk about the whole culture.
The culture piece was really, really interesting. I looked at a 2015 survey, and 96% of the employees thought that the history and the tradition of Brooks Brothers was important to them. And so a lot of the employees that were here were incredibly loyal. Incredibly, incredibly loyal to Brooks Brothers. And they were almost enamored with sort of the history of Brooks Brothers. And there are a lot of great things about that. But one of the challenges with that as well is that, are you looking forward enough? Are you thinking about the future enough? Are you evolving the business enough? Or are you just enamored with the past and how things were done in 1960s, 70s, and 80s? And are you evolving the product offering? And are you evolving things quickly enough, right? Like, that's sort of the issue with sort of being too enamored with the history. So, you know, I think where we've come as a business is we've brought the balance back into the business to say, hey, how do we, again, celebrate tradition, but then how do we continue to be innovators, right? Like, that is sort of the keys to the kingdom that we've sort of unlocked, and we were able to really get the business back to profitability relatively quickly.
I'm wondering how people were involved in all of that, because those are really hard decisions. You have such steep traditions. I only wore the Brooks Brothers white button-down shirts the first years of my life. I would never consider anything else. And they lasted forever, which was the best. So you're thinking that's untouchable. How do you know what's untouchable and what you want to change? What types of conversations are those?
So, Robert, I think that's a great question. I really relied on the teams, the executive teams, and there's, 12 of us. I brought in a lot of new leadership. Over 50% of my executive team is new that I brought in. But what was important for me was I also, really respected and admired people that had been here a long time who really knew the business. And I think a lot of times CEOs come into a business and they completely just gut the teams. And actually that's, in my experience, is not the right approach. The right approach is really sitting down, getting to know every single executive and really taking the time to understand, what they know philosophically, where they want to go with the business and make sure that you're aligned. And I have to say that the executives that I kept on who have been here 10, 15, 20, 25 years have been instrumental in stabilizing the business and bringing the business back to profitability, literally, because a lot of those executives know exactly what to do to fix the company.
If you could think of two or three words or a phrase that describes the whole team, and I know it had great success because you even somehow – You're telling me previously you were able to give out all the bonuses, which is unheard of in no time after a bankruptcy. What words define the culture?
I would say I love to talk about to the team about, the team that sees reality wins. I mean, it's a Jack Welch quote, but I think we're okay having hard conversations. I think we're okay being disagreeing. What we're not okay with as a culture is not being kind to each other through that process. We can be kind to each other, but we can disagree. And I think one of the things that's been extremely helpful is we throw it all on the table. We throw difficult conversations on the table. And I think the important thing that we also do is we work in small groups as an executive team. So there's literally four or five of us that will leave the office and sit in a restaurant for 5 hours just hashing out some of these bigger issues without any distractions. And I think a lot of that has moved us forward because I think if you don't have stability and trust at the executive leadership level, that doesn't trickle. It doesn't trickle down. So you're going to have problems at the VP, director, manager levels. You're going to have issues across the organization. And it really typically starts with the executive team. If that team isn't tight and in syncing, everything else is going to fall apart.
You've 1 minute left. The future of Brooks Brothers.
The future of Brooks Brothers. I think the future of Brooks Brothers is about a lifestyle. It's not really, things are moving so quickly. The things that you're wearing to work, you're also wearing to dinner. You're also wearing it on the weekend. And we can't just think about life just as sort of at the office. We really want to take a 360 approach to someone's life. So, sportswear, Robert, has increased to almost 45% of our business versus 25%. And that really is about sort of this lifestyle, all under, the ideas about celebrating tradition, innovation, and celebration. So I would say that really is the future of Brooks Brothers.
We're with Ken Ohashi, CEO of Brooks Brothers. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about innovation, and then we're going to talk about really the why and philanthropic heart of Brooks Brothers. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ken Ohashi, who is the CEO of Brooks Brothers. And, I mean, Brooks Brothers, innovation is in your blood. You founded the button-down shirt, the non-iron shirt, seersucker, Madras, like everything, right? So how do you balance tradition and innovation, especially when everything is going non-work and casual? And I will say this, like, you have these red fleece corduroys.
Yeah.
I've never found as good a fitting pair as that. I don't know how many I had, 10 or 12. I need more, though. I love those, but it's so different than stuff I used to buy at Brooks Brothers.
Yeah, Robert, I think it's a great question. We like to call that the non-negotiables, right? Like, what are the non-negotiables? The non-iron shirt is a non-negotiable to us. The navy blazer is a non-negotiable to us. The 1818 suit that is both made in USA and made in Italy is a non-negotiable to us. So, like, you know, the Advantage Chino is a non-negotiable to us. The Golden Fleece is non-negotiable. Like, we have to define what the non-negotiable is. And then we really have to look at our business and say, what are the things that are on the fringes that we're purchasing or taking up space or mind share? And how do we trim those back? And how do we reinvest in places where we think the future is sort of sitting? So philosophically, that's how we run our business day in and day out. But what we, those things, those non-negotiables are incredibly sacred to us and the brand and to customers like you and customers out there.
What is the key to a culture of innovation? Because you had to change, so you kept a few things, but you had to change a lot. Is there any secret that CEOs should know from you?
I think it's all about the talent. You know, I think in fashion, it really is about, first and foremost, the creative direction. I have an incredibly talented creative director and partner, Michael Bastian. He is so, so talented. One of the first things that I did when I purchased the company was a lot of the design decisions were being made out of in Italy and out of a Milan office. I completely moved all that back to the U.S. And had the brand led again by an American fashion designer. And that was a huge move in the right direction, because I think at the end of the day, that talent is not, you know, that creative talent is something that isn't intellectual. It's not cerebral. It's something that you just have to feel your way through. And a lot of the decisions that we make in fashion, and I think a lot of people listening out there, a lot of the decisions you have to make as a CEO are gut decisions. And they aren't intellectual, because things haven't been done in the past that you can look at. You really have to look at things moving forward. So I would say, you know, bringing that sort of like, I talk a lot about that North Star at Brooks Brothers and defining that North Star, starting with who is going to be that architect of that North Star from a design perspective is really, really important. So that was, he was actually my first hire when I came to work for Brooks Brothers. He was a friend of mine prior to working at Brooks Brothers, and I knew that he was the guy as soon as we started looking to acquire the company.
What was the biggest mistake that you made? If you could have one redo during this whole transformation.
Listen, I make a ton of mistakes all day long. So let's just start there. I definitely. I say if you're winning, if the majority is 70 to 80% of the time, you're making the right decision. But 20 to 30% of the time, you're making mistakes. Hopefully you're learning from those mistakes. I think for me, we had a very, very short period of time to restructure the business. And when I mean restructure, it was really about closing offices, really rethinking manpower, human capital needs, the size of the organization. I feel like I didn't really get the time to really understand everyone's capabilities and really where talent sat. So I think there are certain places where I cut too deep into muscle, where in hindsight, I would have done it completely different, where I would have said, can we keep these five people on as consultants because they really hold the knowledge of X, Y, and Z. And I would say that, you know, that is really coming to fruition now. I think during turnarounds, the first 70 to 80% is very intuitive. Like, you know what to do, you work with the teams, you get it done. But that detailed work between 70 and 100% is a lot of work, and it takes years and years and years to perfect. And I think that's where you start to see, wow, I really have these talent gaps, or wow, that person during the restructuring that was living in, you know, Europe, I really need them now. And all those things sort of bubble to the surface. And I think that that's an important lesson. And Robert, one of the things I'll say is the biggest things for me with the business are really relying on human capital. They aren't really like, oh, we missed this strategy, or we didn't think about this way. Ultimately, this business, the foundation of all of it is on human capital. So I like to spend a lot of time working with the teams to identify and grow the talent here, and that's been a huge unlock for the business.
I want to shift over to the concept of society, because Brooks Brothers has especially over the last year or two become what you'd call a societal brand, where you're focusing on really critical issues, and you've galvanized the whole community around them. Talk specifically what they're doing.
Well, I mean, fundamentally, Brooks Brothers has historically been associated with sort of white-collar jobs and sort of a white-collar consumer, but we believe in equality and equity as a brand. And, you know, getting back to the why Brooks Brothers exists, we believe that everyone deserves a chance to look and feel their best through all of life's milestones. And just as a reminder, you know, I have over 400 stores outside the U.S., right? Brooks Brothers, two-thirds of our business is in the U.S., but a third of our business is actually overseas. So we have a huge global business that means things to not just people in America, but things to people worldwide. But that whole value system still stays true. Brooks Brothers has been very focused on education, and how we close sort of the education gap in America. We've recently started working with an organization called Graven that really looks at the talent, sort of the talent gap. It's not really the talent gap. It's the missed talent opportunity in the marketplace. So there is a huge, huge group of young people in America that are college educated, that are really smart, that are talented, that have the work ethic, that have the work experience, maybe not necessarily in a corporate setting, but have that work experience that they can really bring to the table, yet they don't have the connection to corporate America. Maybe they don't have the access to internships. Maybe they don't even know anyone that has a job working in corporate America. And so Braven is really trying to bridge companies with these students. So we've been working with a bunch of kids in city universities and state universities. A lot of these kids are first generation college students with amazing grades, amazing ideas, amazing work ethic. But we would have never seen these kids without Braven. So we're super excited about our partnership with Braven and what we can do there.
And there you have it. Ken, just great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. It's great.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.